This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, well, Al says we're all lined up and we look fine, so let's do a podcast. What's going on?
Hi there, Jerry. This is going to be an odd one to start off with. Just
more so than the value of a penny?
Yes. I'm going to say this is going to be odder. So I was walking my dog in a kind of a park area. But my dog is on a leash, but other people sometimes have their dogs off a leash.
Mm.
There's no fence or anything. My dog couldn't do that, but I assume that if you're out there with your dog on no leash, that your dog's a good dog and whatever.
Yeah, but boy, you never know what can provoke
them. You never know. And I will say that of all the complaints I have for my dog, and I have many, it is never an issue with another dog. So whatever dog energy that is. But this dog was playing catch in the thing, and it was one of those dogs that you would see like in a painting where the person shoots a duck out of the sky and that dog goes and gets it and brings it back. It's one of those types of, like one of those hunting dogs. So this dog saw my dog from really far away and just made a beeline for it. And you know, dogs will smell each other's butts.
Yes, for sure.
This other dog licked my dog's private parts.
Multiple times. Enjoy it?
Well, that's what I didn't. I was like, what the hell?
So what did you do?
I kept trying.
Yeah,
I was
horny,
just,
baby.
I was just, well, first of all, there was a younger woman who owned this dog.
Okay.
So that's awkward. Your dog is now licking my dog's private parts, and we're face to face. Strange.
Did you lick her private parts?
That I did not.
Okay.
Go tit for tat, as they say.
Okay.
But this dog, and this happened one other time with my dog.
Same woman or a different person?
No, different time, but a dog licked my dog's private parts. And I just thought that was so...
Are we talking the butt, or are we talking other stuff?
Well, I don't really know a dog's anatomy, but if it's similar to a person's anatomy...
Yeah.
I think it was their private parts, because on the other side of the butt part.
Wow. So what happens?
Well, eventually it stops. Well, it didn't go on forever because I was like trying to pet the other dog. Right. Oh, who's a good boy? Get off my dog's vagina. Sort of. But like, if that were a person, if I was in the park,
right,
and someone ran up and licked my private parts, that would require therapy for years. Why is it not the same?
You'd be in the park every day for the rest of your life.
Hello?
Pants down. Here I am.
Like a stranger did that to a stranger in the park.
Yeah.
That's intense therapy, which you may never get over.
Yeah, they could be arrested, too.
All right, they could be arrested.
We live by different rules than animals.
But I'm saying, like, our brains
are different.
Would have a problem with that, and we would get an eating disorder.
For
we
sure.
Would, but a dog, my dog probably doesn't even think about it.
No, because it's just human nature. They don't think.
The dogs don't think.
They react. Like, there's not one human being, I don't care if you're a dog, whatever you claim to be, no one knows what a dog is thinking. Anyone that says
I agree with that.
Full of crap. So, we have no idea. I got a cat at home who's sick right now. I wish he could talk to me.
Yes.
Tell me what's going on. They can't. They're like having newborn babies that cannot physically communicate with you in a way that you understand them. You want to say, all right, that sounds like they're in pain. What if they're not? What if they've got gas? You just don't know. So in a case like this, I can't believe dogs are really communicating and Whimsy saying, lick me.
I hope not, because that would be very bad manners.
Right.
I think would be very strange.
So I don't think that animals they aren't built that way. That's all.
And if that dog licked another dog's genitals and then licked my dog's genitals, could she pass a disease?
Why not?
Or he? Because this was a male dog that was licking my dog's
I would think
private
so, yeah.
parts.
Like, why not? Like, if
know.
You...
Right.
I'm not being funny. That. If you went downtown on a woman mm-hmm. and then went downtown on another woman,
oh,
and
yeah,
that
you
first woman had something.
Yeah.
So why would it be any different for a dog?
I don't know if dogs have VD. I don't know.
I know
monkeys could get...
There's a lot of disgusting things going on down there.
Yes, I know monkeys could get VD.
I got to check this out.
What are you going to Google?
Can dogs get sexually
VD?
Transmitted diseases?
Interesting.
Can dogs get...
I cannot wait for this answer. I'm going to say no.
It comes right up. Can dogs get sexual diseases?
I'm going to say that...
Dogs can contract STDs. These infections are caused by bacteria, viruses, or parasites spread through sexual contact between dogs.
Wow.
Common STDs in dogs. Brucellosis. It's a bacterial infection.
What?
Canine herpes. There's canine
herpes. Herpes. Yes. Great.
A viral infection that can cause respiratory problems, seizures, and death in some dogs.
If my dog gets canine herpes from this dog, I'm going to go find it in the park next week.
I hear you. Transmissible venereal tumors. Chlamydia. A dog can get chlamydia. And you will see genital inflammation. And dogs can get syphilis. And these are the common ones, it says.
Right.
A bacterial infection that can cause skin lesions, joint pain, and neurological problems.
Now I got to be on the lookout to see if my dog got a sexually transmitted disease.
Matter of fact,
in the park.
This article asked the question is asked: can dogs get sexually transmitted diseases? And they put in capital letters, "Yes, they can."
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
So you got to be careful. Put a condom on your dog.
I'm going to have my dog wear underpants next time she goes to the park. I don't want that dog. That was disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to be on the lookout then.
How about this one? A transmissible venereal tumor. It's called TVTs.
Great.
In dogs. Usually spread, it's during mating. Although, theoretically.
Add this, Jay.
Yeah.
Say... Can a dog transmit a sexual disease through licking only?
From licking each other?
Yeah.
It says actually comes up from licking their private parts.
Yeah. Oh, gross, Jerry.
All right. The answer is yes. Through licking, sniffing, or other contact.
Sniffing?
I guess if they get up and close and make contact.
Right. And then there's bacteria on the nose, and then they sniff another dog's butt.
Correct.
Why have we not heard about dog sexual transmitted diseases before?
I don't know.
I've never heard of this.
Maybe it's just not common, but it is possible.
Or we just ignore the problem, Jerry. Seems like type of thing. Now I'm going to be on the lookout.
No, it's a good thing you got that pet insurance. You'd be the first one to have a dog that's got chlamydia.
Yeah. I'd be like, yes, I'm calling back on my claim. What was the thing again with your dog? Yeah, she got chlamydia from another dog licking her private parts at the park.
My God.
Jerry, if this doesn't blow up on YouTube, we're finished. Because, I mean, this is just quality entertainment.
Oh, I know. The 30 people listening.
The strange thing I Googled today while I was doing the show. I open up YouTube during the program in case I need to play anything quickly. And on my YouTube homepage, it decided to give me the Hot for Teacher video for Van Halen.
Oh, how cool.
So I went, huh, who were the hot chicks in Hot for Teacher? So I Googled, who were the hot chicks?
Yeah, anybody notable?
Well, one was like a Playboy playmate.
Okay.
And then one was just another model. So then I Googled both of their names because their names came up.
Yeah.
Well, and as you might imagine, they're like 60-something years old now. Yeah, because that was like 83.
Yeah.
Probably when they made the video. I think it came out in 84. So, yeah, they're in their 60s. Look like wonderful women.
I'm sure they are.
How often do you think it comes up that they were hot for teachers in the video?
Well, back then, MTV was huge.
Yeah, I mean, like today, like, does it come up?
Not much. No, not much. Unless, like, why would it? Unless they want you to know who's Googling them.
Yeah, me
today. Unless you're someone bored at work.
Turns out me today. I Googled them.
Right. I mean, I just don't know. That's just very random. Now, do I think it could come up at a party, having a couple of drinks? Absolutely. And I don't even think that's them gloating. I think that's just a cool talking point and kind of breaks the ice. But I don't think if they're going to, well, they're in their 60s. So I don't think if they were going to their grandkids' Christmas spectacular, I don't think they're walking around the gym saying, you know who David Lee Roth is? I was hot for teacher. I don't think so.
Really?
That must have been a really long time ago.
You know what? I didn't look up who's Waldo in that video.
Yeah, I don't.
Sit down, Waldo.
And you're much younger.
Yeah, I'm going to, during tomorrow's, I'll research.
Speaking of
who's like, Waldo? Is Waldo?
Did you see Olivia Wilde?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You see what she was wearing?
I read she was wearing a see-through thing,
so
but
you didn't see that.
When I clicked on it, the picture they attached didn't show anything.
Well, yes and no. I mean, you can see right through to her sheer panties.
Really?
She doesn't have anything covering.
Like you can see nipples?
I don't know about that as much because there's a thicker part on the sheer that is strategically put to, I think, just cover the nipple area. But you see, and I'm pretty sure, hold on a second, let me make sure. Is she the one that was on, she's an actress, correct?
She is, yep.
Wasn't she on House?
Not sure.
Wasn't Olivia Wilde on House? I think she was. I think she was one of the, let's see. Yeah, that's her. Yeah, she was on House.
Hmm.
And she was, phenomenal in the show. I thought she looked familiar, but this was, my goodness. Now, 30 years from now, someone's going to be Googling,
yes,
what was she famous for?
Yeah. In the house.
In the house. That's exactly right.
I went, I'm taking, I don't know if you take vitamins.
I only take turmeric pills.
Turmeric pills.
Yeah.
So I was taking these, I had my bone issues, yeah. Jerry. So my doctor wanted to make sure I'm getting vitamin D and calcium. And then I don't remember, I've looked at my old blood work. They never tested me for vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew how much, but I've been taking vitamin D. So I was like, I want to get tested for vitamin D. So I went on the Quest Diagnostics website. You know, you order your own things.
You're a frequent visitor.
Yeah. Well, I go to LabCorp or there, depending. Yep. So they had one. It was actually called Bone Health.
Oh, okay.
It was a blood test that would test your vitamin D, your calcium, and then some sort of hormone that does that.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to do this. So I do it, and I set up an appointment Saturday morning. I go over there to the Quest Diagnostics, and the woman who's going to draw my blood is first typing into the thing. She goes, huh. She goes, there is no doctor listed here. Who is your doctor? I go, oh, I don't have a doctor. She goes, who ordered this test? I go, I did. She goes, you did? I said, yeah. I go,
checking your health.
I go, if there's a problem, I'll go to the doctor. She goes, that's a really interesting way of doing it. Yeah. I said, if I'm all clear, no need to go to the doctor.
That is true. Did you get your results?
I did. Everything is in the normal range, so I'm taking, I guess, the right amount of vitamin D.
Yeah.
But
I don't think enough people, myself included, check their blood enough to know what the hell is going on. I think we all just rely on going for that physical, which is supposed to be every year, and most people probably do it every couple of years. And I think the fact that you can go on these sites and actually
order a panel,
and it's not horribly expensive, is it?
This was because this one was $149.
Okay, insurance, right? You just
no
pay
insurance.
For it.
I just paid for it,
right?
Because I have a high deductible. Like my whole thing, you know,
for sure.
But yeah, if you go on both LabCorp and Quest Diagnostics, they have these test that you could just order yourself. Then you make an appointment, you go there and do it. They have all sorts of things.
Yeah, I got to take a look at that because I actually want to go again for something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was cool. And I did that on Saturday morning. I had the results yesterday.
That's great. 24-hour turnaround?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
But my gosh, I have a group chat with my two sisters and my mother. So it's my mom and two sisters. I thought I was doing a good thing. I go, just did this test.
Yeah.
They go, hey, Isaac, I got attacked. You are not a doctor. How are you going to know what these results mean? Google is not a doctor. Whoa. I was like, whoa.
But don't the results show you?
Yeah, I said, right. The results tell you if you're in the normal. I go, if there's a problem, yeah, I'll go to a doctor.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they went right at me, Jerry. I was all excited.
How about that? Like, you were waiting for the pat on the back. You took a right.
Yeah, I did.
Took a right hook instead.
I was looking for a pat on the back, yes. I even put my back towards them.
Or I'm even suggesting maybe they go get blood work done.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Get your own blood work done.
Damn.
Yeah.
I would like a blood, and I probably do this with the physical. And I know Princeton Longevity Center did it as well, but that's almost a year ago now.
Right.
I would like, and I didn't go for a physical last year because of that visit. I would like to get a panel of like all my vitamins. Like, I'd like to see what all my levels are.
Yeah, because they don't really test your vitamins.
Not really.
Unless you're specifically,
you have to ask for it.
Yeah, unless you're specifically looking for something.
I should check one of those sites and see if they have one of those panels.
Yeah.
The vitamins, and you know, I'd like to check the cholesterol now, see where that's at, even though I know the arteries are good.
Yeah.
You know, still.
Yeah, they got all set. And you could even get tested for VD like that.
I don't need to.
No, I'm just saying, like, they got get one of those kits for my dog. Good call, Jerry.
Bring in the blood.
Yeah. And I got to tell you this, too. The women working at the Quest Diagnostics were very into working there.
Well, it's a good career, I would think. No, they probably get paid well.
Yeah, but they were like, they would tell me how well they get treated.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was very refreshing.
Let me tell you something. When you treat your employees the right way, they want to come to work.
Yeah.
I don't know why more places aren't like that. I don't understand it. You get the most out of people, and it sounds like that place does a nice job of it.
Yeah, these women, there were two women in that room. One drew blood, one I think was training, and that's why she had never seen somebody order their own blood.
Yeah,
work.
Yeah, yeah. It was a new one for them.
It was a new one for that woman, yeah.
You know, I very easily, and you too, I very easily could show up here at 4:50 every morning and just try and figure it out on the fly. And I could. I've done this long enough where if I had to, I could do it very easily. Come in an hour later than I normally do. And I could, I don't want to say cut back the work that I'm doing, but in a way, I could kind of cut back on the work I'm doing, get an extra hour of sleep. But you know what? They're great to me with taking days off for Rutgers. I know they're vacation days, but still, like, they don't give me a problem. They're good to you, so you work hard.
Yeah.
If they gave you crap, you know what? Maybe I would come in at 4:50. Just, you know, cut some corners.
Yeah. But,
you know, when people treat you right, you try and treat them right.
Yes. So.
Seems only fair.
Shout out to Quest Diagnostics.
Yes. And to our place.
And to our place. Exactly, Jerry.
Yes.
And then, you know, I've been trying to mess around with this AI stuff.
Yeah.
So I was messing around with the one for Grok, the one on Twitter today. Mm-hmm. I got in such an interesting conversation with it. I felt like it was...
With Grok?
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Like, it felt like a therapist. Like, legitimately, I would tell somebody, if you think you need to talk to a therapist, not about anything serious, you have a problem you can't figure out.
All right, sweet potato or baked potato?
No, like if...
Like, give me an example.
I'll give you my example of how this started.
All right.
I go on the Grok and I just type in, I go, what is really the amount of sleep someone needs?
Oh, okay.
What is really? So Grok said... you know, between 7 and 9 hours. Why do you ask? This is Grok.
Oh, boy.
Grok throws it back to me.
Right.
I go, you know, during the week, I feel like I get good sleep. I go, but on the weekends, I go, my dog gets up at 3 a.m. no matter when. Oh, so I hear what you're saying is that during the week, pretty much have that on lockdown, but this dog... is getting up earlier than you want to on the weekend. And how is that affecting your weekends? I go, well, now, Jerry, I'm in a whole conversation.
I see this.
I go, well.
With yourself, by the way.
Yeah. I go, well, you know, I find myself on the weekends not wanting to go out because the later I get to bed, the less hours I sleep. Oh, I see. Is this affecting your relationship?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Grok. I see. Has your partner... tried to help you come up with solutions. Jerry, this thing went on.
Did it really?
It was asking, well, tell me about this dog. What type
That's
is it?
I'm sorry. It's cool, but it's creepy.
And at the very, it went through this whole thing, and then it was like, you know, because I even said to Grok, I was thinking about using melatonin. Does that work on dogs?
Right.
Melatonin can work on dogs.
Really?
I would do this. This is what the Grok says. I would do this. Why don't you set up an appointment with the vet? Explain the situation. It was also giving me tips. Have you tried on the last walk of the night, really get the dog running or
right,
something?
Right, right. Get him tired.
Yeah, maybe
get
feed the
tired.
Dog a little bit later on. And when the dog wakes you, what is that like? Is it a barking? Is it a whining?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was, Jerry, I felt like I had, I actually, sounds so bizarre, I felt like someone was listening to me.
They weren't.
Because they would reinforce what you said. Oh, I understand. And you tell me that during the week, while 2 a.m. is a very early wake-up call, it sounds like you're still getting 7 hours sleep, which is great. On the weekend, you're finding yourself doing less, which is not good for your relationship. But you're doing it because you're kind of balancing sleep. It was so nice to be heard
now
by a robot.
Should I let Allie know that that'll be your date in April?
Allie, it'll just be me and Grok coming to your wedding.
I like how you're really referencing Grok.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was cool. We are entering a dangerous time, man. I'm sorry. It is very cool. The technology is phenomenal. The fact that you can just type something in and get answers is amazing. Things like that start to freak me out, though.
Yeah, and I had tried other AI stuff. I would ask it a question. It would spit back an answer. Then it was up to me.
But not engage.
It wouldn't engage. This was like asking a follow-up question every time. And I thought, like, this could literally go on until I stop it. And I said, I think, you know, I'm good. I'll talk to the vet.
Wow.
They're like, oh, so you have a game plan in place now. You're going to try this thing. Yeah.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, though. So I'm just saying.
Have you ever had a therapist?
Yes.
Because I know that's very popular. You have?
Yes.
Recently or years and years ago?
I would say I did it for, legitimately, Jerry, 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
From 2008.
You stopped during the pandemic?
It was what kind of wind. It had been winding down.
Interesting.
Because I went in 2008, I was dating Angie back then.
Yeah, right.
And Angie had a son who was very young.
Yep.
So I was very upset of losing their relationship with the little kid. It really bothered me. So that's why I mainly went in the beginning. But then once you're sitting in there, like Grok, they uncover a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I did it. And they were when I first started doing it, I would go once a week. I did every other week. Then it would be like once a month.
Right.
You know, it got really spaced out.
It's interesting that 2020, that's about the time you started getting angry. And you stopped going. Might want to dial up that therapist again.
Yeah, interesting. Where I really got more set in my ways, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There's a noticeable change from you 5 years ago to now.
Interesting. 100%. I also got my dog 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's...
I did.
That is true.
I really screwed myself.
That is very much part of it. Your freedom, while it is a dog and it's not a human, that did take away a lot of...
It took a hit.
I don't want to say a lot of your time, but it gave you a responsibility that you've never had before.
Yeah, and I was already someone who limited what I did.
Right.
And this, like... Boom.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Put a real limit on it.
I get it. Yeah. Like even, you know, because I mentioned one of our cats is sick. And so like we were talking about, you know, what are we doing this year vacation wise? And there's a couple things going on in my house. So I'm not even sure if we are going to go on a vacation. But if we do, like one of the things we talked about was we kind of can't go until we know what's going on we can't leave the cat.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, the cats they're so self-sufficient. They're someone comes once when we're gone, my mom or my brother will come over once a day, feed them, clean out the litter box, see you tomorrow. And they're fine. If the cat's sick, you just can't do that. Someone's gotta, but you kind of live with that every day.
Yeah. And she's a healthy dog.
Right. No, I know. I just meant in terms of...
I'm just saying, like, so that's the next level up, right? So when those animals get older, next level up.
It's really tough.
Yeah, I don't know how these animals keep fooling us into...
getting them again?
Taking them in.
So you don't have another greyhound on your list after
this
one
not.
Is done? Okay.
Not without a... You know what? That it was just a terrible combination. of our hours, the hours we work.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like even like your cats wake you up, as you said now.
Oh, sure.
Because of the hours you work, yes. Like on a Saturday.
I get up at 3 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday morning because we have a routine.
Right. The cat
I go right
has
back
a
to
routine.
Sleep and they're yeah. good. But yes, I do not sleep the night on the weekend because I have to go downstairs for 5 minutes.
Yeah, because these animals, they don't know the difference between
correct.
A freaking weekend.
And you're right. Our job really hurt them or gave them this routine.
Yeah,
I can't blame
them. No, right. It gave them this routine. This is their routine they have. So they don't like to vary it, even if the part before that routine, like let's say you even fed your cats at like 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
They'd still just for habit be like, hey,
no question.
Have a little snack here.
We weren't home Saturday night. So the cats, because at 3 o'clock, I'm always up with them. I always get up for 5 minutes. They couldn't find us or find me. They said they were jumping on my older son's door. And he went down and gave them the treats like I usually do. And he went right back to bed and everything was fine.
See, I would actually, I didn't think cats were routine like dogs.
Oh, they are.
That's
ours are.
Yeah.
Very routine. 5 o'clock, it's as if they can read the clock. 5 o'clock, they are sitting there in the kitchen staring at us for their dinner. 3 o'clock in the morning, they want their treats. They have their little food they get before bed. 10 o'clock, like clockwork. Yeah, no, they are very routine.
Now, I have seen this online with some people. So I think this weekend we moved the clocks ahead.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. So will your cats, the time will be adjusted probably. It's going to take a while.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So that means, so we push it ahead. So that means 2 o'clock becomes 3 o'clock
yeah.
and we lose that hour. So that means 3 o'clock is really 4 o'clock?
Yeah. So they'll be looking for you at 4 o'clock.
They might, when I won't be home. Oh, no, I will be Saturday night. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know on Monday. Remind
yeah.
me. I'll give you that answer.
Okay. Yeah.
Because all these years I've had the cats, I don't remember how it's affected them.
Yeah.
That's early. We're changing the clocks this weekend?
I think so.
Awesome. Love
it. I think that's what I heard.
Have you not heard?
That would be a sure sign that winter's over, Jay.
Winter is over.
So what do we cover here today? A dog getting its private parts licked by another dog, potentially giving it VD.
STDs and dogs.
The two hot for teacher dancers that are in their 60s now. There's two of them.
Olivia Wilde.
Get your own blood work done.
Yeah, I like that.
And if you need a therapist, not for anything major.
Use Grok.
Just talk to Grok. I'm telling you, it's very, so nice.
Yeah.
I even saved the conversation. You could save the conversation because I want to go back and be like, "I was really interesting."
Okay, what are you going to talk to him about today? You got anything on your mind?
I was going to actually. I was going to tomorrow's topic. I think I'll do tomorrow. Tomorrow's
okay.
topic is going to be about my shoulder bursitis and what things I could do to fix that.
Okay, you have shoulder bursitis.
Yeah.
How does that feel like? Because I have something.
It's
going
very
on
painful
my shoulder.
To lift.
No, I don't have. Yeah, I mean, no. You know what? I can't do any more push-ups.
That's
so much issue in here and into my so the collarbone that I broke when I was 15, and it's so funny. Well, it's not funny when they didn't set it properly, and they noticed that after it had healed, they offered to re-break it and reset it. I'm like, you've got to be out of your no. I mean, it was so painful, the recovery, and I remember them telling me, but just so you know, when you get older, it might bother you. You know what? It's happening.
As they say, what do they say? The chickens have come home to roost.
It doesn't hurt me in a lot of ways at all. I can play golf. I can move. I'm push-ups. I feel it. I'm like, this doesn't feel stable almost. That's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. By the way, I saw an article on eggs. Maybe tomorrow I want to remind you.
Okay,
when
eggs.
I get to that. Yeah, because it was either eggs or something else that is thought to be very healthy. And there was an article like, not as healthy as you think. I'm like, oh, come on now. So I'll find that
dopes.
For tomorrow.
All right.
If it wasn't eggs, it was something else. I want to get that. I want to bring that to your attention.
And Jerry, if you have more questions about your shoulder, may I suggest my friend Grok is a therapist.
If I have time today, I do have to fly to Indiana.
Mm.
Maybe, but probably not.
Okay.
Probably going to pass on that one.
Yep. Grok. So very nice.
You have CeeLo tomorrow.
All right. I'll see CeeLo tomorrow on the warm-up show.
Yes.
All right, Jerry. So...